The Squawu7meshixwumix, Squamish Nation, is taking steps to revise its membership code, following the introduction of Bill S-3, a federal amendment aimed at correcting sex-based inequities in the Indian Act. Under the current code, membership is typically determined through direct descent. However, members must meet specific eligibility criteria, such as proving they are descended from individuals listed on the nation's membership roll as of 1987. In some cases, descendants born to women who lost status through marriage to non-status men, or children born out of wedlock to non-status mothers before 1985, may not qualify for membership. Squawu7mesh people have raised concerns that the current membership code leaves out some of our grandchildren and children, said SXWIXWTN, Wilson Williams, Squawu7meshixwumix spokesperson and council member in an email to the Squamish chief. Bill S-3 provides an opportunity to engage the Squawu7mesh people on what changes they would like to see made to the membership code. Community concerns and population challenges. Bill S-3 provides an opportunity to engage the Squawu7mesh people on what changes they would like to see made to the membership code. According to Williams, nation's membership has been in decline. Our population is in decline. This trend will continue if changes are not made to the membership code, he said. The membership code, originally developed in 1987 and updated in 2013, is being revisited to address these concerns. The project is named S-Lake. The name represents our community's close relationship, showing we will come together united as we examine this issue and collectively find a way forward, said Williams in the email. Engaging all members, wherever they are. We are asking for input from all Squawu7mesh people, no matter where they live, Williams said in the email. We are reaching out to engage our community through many channels, including social media, and with specific campaigns to reach people living away from the community. Youth engagement is also a priority, with specific events designed to involve young members in the process. Many of our youth are passionate and eager to be involved as leaders of Squawu7meshixwumix, Williams said. Their voices are very important in this process. Balancing traditional and federal policies. The revision process aims to balance Squawu7mesh traditional laws with federal requirements. Our membership code process emphasizes Squawu7mesh people's choice to define our membership in ways that are inclusive and true to our Squawu7mesh ways, Williams said. The membership and appeals committees are actively supporting the initiative. These committees are available to support this Squawu7mesh-led initiative in any way they can, Williams added. Lengthy but thoughtful process. The timeline for changes is not yet fixed, but Williams stressed that the process will be thorough and community-driven. This will be a lengthy and thoughtful process, led by the Squawu7mesh people, he said in the email. Any proposed changes will require approval through a membership referendum, with a majority vote of 50% plus one of eligible voters. Looking ahead. Although it is too early to predict the specific impacts of the revisions on access to programs and services, Williams reassured members of the nation's commitment to their well-being. The ultimate goal is to support all Squawu7mesh people the best way we can, he said. Eligibility for status. Members who believe they may now be eligible for status under Bill S-3 are encouraged to explore their options. Eligibility may apply to individuals whose mother, grandmother, or great-grandmother lost status due to marriage before 1985 or who were born outside of marriage to a status father and a non-status mother between 1951 and 1985. It may also apply to those whose parent, grandparent, or great-grandparent lost status because of their mother's marriage or had their name removed from the Indian Register due to their non-status father. For more information or to apply, contact SixSignitway, Member Services, by email at membership@squamish.net or call 604-982-7610. To learn more, read Who Gets to Belong? The Impact of Bills C-31 and S-3. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous and Civic Affairs Reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.